In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, within our country, of course, it is Father's Day. Father's Day is commemorated and celebrated on the third Sunday of June. Quite often, we speak about what is a good father. But today, I would rather speak about how to be a good father. And I hope that you will take this information as I have cross-referenced Scripture to prove exactly what we should be doing as fathers. Now, some of us, of course, our children may be grown, but the example is always good to hear and to maybe instruct our children that are grown of being a good father. I'm going to go over some characteristics. And let me begin first with Ephesians chapter 5, verse 28. So husbands ought also to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. It's very simple. Love your wife. Our children watch how we treat their mother. They watch and they are learning and forming their concept of marriage from us, the fathers. If they see you show disrespect to your wife, then there is a very good chance your son will carry that into his marriage. If you verbally, mentally, or physically abuse your wife, then your daughter will expect that in her marriage. If you treat their mother like she isn't worth very much, and you are degrading the home, the family, and the marriage, they then will more than likely do the same in their future homes, families, and marriages. However, if they visibly see you show love and respect to their mother, then your son will learn how to be a good father himself. If you honor your wife, then your daughter will never be satisfied with a man who dishonors her. If you cherish their mother as a valuable part of not only your life, but their life, they will carry that mode with them for the rest of their lives. The first way to be a good father is to love your wife. Number two comes from Colossians chapter 3, verse 21. Fathers, don't make your children resentful, or they will become discouraged. And as fathers, we should not expect our children to be perfect. Don't expect them to meet all of your expectations, to fulfill all your goals for them, to be what you want them to be. All too often, a father will try to live out their lives through their children. They want a son to be a star athlete. They want a daughter to marry into money and success that maybe they had never achieved in their lives. Every child is different. They are not clones. It is natural for them to make mistakes. They will spill milk or accidentally break something or do poorly on a test or get angry. They are not perfect. Neither were we when we were children. Don't criticize their imperfections, but rather acknowledge them. Don't expect perfect children is number two. Number three comes from Psalm 127, verse 3. Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Children are given to us to enjoy, not to be burdens, not to avoid, not to ignore, but to enjoy. So enjoy your children. Enjoy being a father, and make sure that they enjoy having you as a father. Number four comes from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. A wise man will hear and increase in learning. Listen to your children. Give them your undivided attention. When they have a problem, when they are lonely, when they are worried, when they are sad, they don't need cartoons, video games, or cell phones. They need their father. Get involved with your children and know what it is and what is going on in their everyday life. Listen to them. If you listen to them when they are small and their problems are small, then they are more likely to come to you when their problems are bigger. So listen to your children. Next, number 5 from 1 Timothy verse 5, chapter 5 verse 8. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied his faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Provide for your children. I'd like to make a footnote here. I don't mean that you have to give them everything that they want, because that is one of the worst things you can do. We are living in a generation of children whose parents have robbed their children of the blessing of wanting, working, and waiting for material things. We have spoiled our children by giving them instant satisfaction, and they will carry on this tradition by charging whatever they want, thus accumulating enormous debt. You cannot buy off your children with a lot of things. Did my father provide for me? Absolutely he did. Provided me with everything I needed and taught me the blessing of wanting, working, and waiting for material things. Number 6, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Train your children. We must teach and train our children to respect authority in the home. They won't respect authority at school or in the world. We need to teach our children that there are boundaries, rules, and regulations, a line that they should not cross. Let's face it, our children are going to test us. They are going to see how much they can get away with. They're going to see if we mean what we say. And every time we back down from godly instruction, we will have to draw the line further and further away from God's standards. If we are not careful, eventually, they will become the authority and we will become the one in submission. Train your children to respect authority, earn their respect, be consistent, discipline them with love, or they will never respect the authority of God in their life. 7 and 8. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. And Psalm 55, verse 17. Every morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice. Pray for your children and for yourself. You can't be with your children all the time, but God can. You can't protect them wherever they go, but God can. You can't teach them right from wrong. You can teach them right from wrong, but you can't be there when they are put to the test. But God can. Pray for them and pray for yourself that God will give you the wisdom, the love and patience to be the father you ought to be. Number 9, Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So be a positive role model. You are a role model for your children. Like it or not, they will, to one degree or another, model their lives after you. You have inherited some of your father's characteristics, for sure. And your children are inheriting some of yours. A good father will be a role model. And 10, Proverbs 23:24. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he begets a wise son and will be glad in him. Prepare your children. You are preparing your children to leave home someday. However, preparing them for life away from you is only part of the picture. If you haven't spent your time preparing them for eternity, then you need to start. God didn't give you your children just to prepare a doctor, a teacher, or even a plumber. God gave your children to Christian fathers to prepare them for eternity. You can't choose which eternal path they will take, but you can choose to show them the way to heaven. And you certainly can have a godly influence on their choices. In conclusion, it is not easy to be a good father, but it is not impossible either. It takes hard work, hard praying, and making hard decisions. Can't do it alone. God doesn't expect you to. God doesn't want you to. Don't leave Him out of your adventure in fatherhood. Amen.